Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody. Yes, you are back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt here on The Influencer Channel on Voice America. And as promised, I had another extraordinary show with two extraordinary guests this week. We're talking about speaking. We're talking about the importance of speaking well in front of an audience. We're talking about your personal brand and business brand. And we're talking about how to pull that over to all together to create your presentation to get more speaking gigs, because that's kind of what, you know, speakers like to get, a lot of gigs and lots of exposure, and get some global impact and visibility at the same time. So that's why I called Amanda Rose. I go to the cause. Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning, Clarissa. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you too, because A, we've never met in person. And I love when I find people on the internet and we connect really well over the phone, but we haven't met yet in person. And I can't wait for that to happen. But in the meantime, I wanted to know, and I'm sure my entrepreneurial and solopreneur listeners would like to know also a little bit more about how to successfully strategize your presentation, your speaking presentation, and then how to get out there and actually get paid gigs, because a lot of people are speaking for free, I think, right?
They are. There's an art to making that work too.
Mm-hmm. So can you share some of your golden nuggets with us?
Absolutely. So the first thing, I think, because you had mentioned about a lot of people want to start speaking, you know, that's vision, and they either have a vision of speaking because they're driven by impact. They want to help a lot of people, and they feel like when they can present in front of a live audience, they can help many, many people at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that are also, they have this beautiful product or program that they want to get in front of more people. So then they go, okay, well, I want to speak because I want to create clients. I want to create more cash flow. And then sometimes you have the third person that wants both of those. And I think it's great to have both of them, to be able to have that impact and also the income. So when somebody comes and they say, okay, I want to be a speaker, you really want to look at what their intention are and then see what can be in their best interest. So for some to get started, right, they might have to do a lot of free presentations. Like, they got to pay their dues. And you ended up in your position that you are because you paid your dues.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
Right.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah. A lot of hard work. And so sometimes people think, oh, I'm going to put speaker on my card and I'm going to get paid $10,000. Well, we all would love that to be the reality. However, you've got to pay your dues. So there are a lot of complimentary presentations that you have to do, because you've got to get in front of as many people as possible to get started.
Right. Right. Well, you know, you as you are a speaking success strategist and award-winning speaking expert and best-selling author as well. So I know I've called in the big guns when I know I'm asking the questions to the right person. So we start out with a message. We want to get it out there. We really feel that we've got something to say, but quite frankly, and I know, we've seen them and you've seen them, I've seen them. Some people's speeches really are a little lackluster and can be quite boring. How do we get around that? How do we get around keeping that audience engaged with us?
Okay, so there are a couple of things. And the first thing I do want to hit home is that the worst, boringest presentations are the ones where people are reading them, either reading their talk or reading their slides. Right. And they're going to lose 80% of the audience when they do that, because they're completely disconnected from them.
Right.
So you want to really have a presentation that is like a conversation, just like you were having with the best friend. But you got to, obviously you're presenting in front of a group, you got to amp up that energy. But you want to do it like it's a conversation. Mm-hmm. And you want to deliver that information in a way that people can emotionally connect to it. Mm-hmm. So I look at it this way. People deliver data in their presentation that gets all in the space of their head. What they want to do is bring the data, that part that's in their head, to the heart, where people emotionally connect with it.
Right.
So in order for the presentation to feel conversational or have audience engagement, think of, for the audience, for the viewers, listeners, think of ways that you can have the audience participate. That makes it feel more conversational. For example, maybe you want the audience to write down the three biggest challenges they have with public speaking, or three biggest challenges they have around their health, or three things that concern them around the health. And then get the audience to share those things. And then maybe have them write down what the next level would be. What would they like to see change? And, so through that whole process, the audience is engaged in it. So it goes from talking at them to interacting with them.
You know, I've got to say, and that one, I think one of the, when, you know, I go to a lot of networking events and have, I've listened to a plethora of speakers. And one of the things that I do really not like is when I see them go up with notes, or I see them at a podium, or I, so you said before, reading, it really is a turnoff. And I think people do use that as a crutch. The Amanda Rose, I think they really feel more confident if they have those notes with them. And some people have said as well that even the PowerPoint presentation is a bit of a crutch and to get rid of it. What are your thoughts around that?
I am 100% in agreement with you. So, for example, if somebody comes up with their notes, what are they going to be constantly looking at? Their notes. So they're breaking eye contact with the audience all the time. If they're standing behind a podium, the audience cannot see three quarters of their body, especially if they're petite. It could be even worse than that. So now that creates a visual disconnect. So in the subconscious mind, the audience is going, I can't trust that person. I can't see them fully. And then the last thing that you mentioned, which was fabulous, and it's not on top of my head.
It was the PowerPoint crutch. You know, people are really saying, get rid of the PowerPoint. We really don't need that. If you need the PowerPoint in order to do your speech, then you don't know your speech.
And the thing with the PowerPoint slides is every time that a person, the speaker, they click that slide, what they're doing is disconnecting from the audience, because now they're putting the attention on the slide and the audience is disconnecting from them. So where does the focus go? The focus goes on the slides, which for many people, that's what they want, instead of the speaker. And what it needs to be is a deep connection with the audience all the time. And the slides just create that disconnect from the speaker and the audience.
Yeah, I want my listeners to know that, you know, go to Amanda Rose, AmondaRose.com, as we're speaking, and sort of take a look at the website, because there's a lot of great information here as well on her website. You've written a couple of books as well. One, first of all, they can get a free report, which is called Your 5 Steps to Creating Your Perfect Speaker Pitch. So what is the difference between the actual speaker pitch and the actual speech?
Okay, the speaker pitch is when somebody says, I want to start booking speaking opportunities, right? So what happens is they go in contact groups, and this is what they might sound like, or the, well, I have a presentation that I think would be beneficial for your group, and it's on health and wellness, and I would like to be a speaker for your group. That doesn't do anything for the person that is hearing that information that says, oh my gosh, you are unique from another health and wellness perspective. Our group needs to hear your message. It's going to help our group solve some type of problem. It's just not clear in the way that it communicates. So that report will help people kind of fine tune what they're going to say before they actually contact groups.
Well, that's great. That's a really great thing to have in your little arsenal right there, everybody. You're going to want to go over and get that. That free report. And then there's another one called 8 High Performance Speaking Tips. You want to give us a couple of those?
Sure. This is one of the things that I love to talk about is openings. So in the 8 High Performance Speaking Tips, I talk about how you want to grab their attention, open with a bang. Because many people will start their presentation like this. Good morning. How is everybody today? Everybody great? And the opening is the one of the most important parts of your presentation, because it sets the whole tone.
Right.
It pulls them in.
Well, let's face it. That's when the speaker is also the most nervous. So it's that first minute or two, right, when you're first getting up there. So, you know, I think that really definitely needs to be worked on. So, so go ahead. You were saying?
Yeah. So it needs to be something that says to the audience from the moment you open your mouth, when you start talking, drop the hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening kind of stuff. Let that go.
Right.
And then start with something that pulls the audience in, that gets them saying, oh my gosh, I am so glad I am here. It could be a visual story. It could be a question. It could be a statistic. There's lots of different ways of opening, but something that grabs their attention and makes them go, oh my gosh, I am so glad I came to this presentation today. This is exactly what I needed.
Yeah. Something like, so what if I could tell you that you could have $1 million in the bank by the end of the week?
They'd all chuckle and go, okay, cray, cray.
That would definitely get their attention. So you have your speech. You're going to want to practice it. You're going to want to practice it quite a few times on your own and possibly in front of some friends and family, right? And sort of get some feedback from them. Yes?
Oh, that's so awesome, Lee.
Is that wrong?
Great.
Is that just wrong?
Here's why. It depends on who your friends and family are. So for somebody that's new, and if they have critical people in their life, and this is maybe the first or second time they're presenting, and the critical people in their life are saying, well, you did this wrong, you're doing that wrong, and don't do this and don't do that, that person is never going to want to present again. So if you're brand new and you can handle criticism is not what you're looking for at the moment, you're just looking for loving support, only do it in front of people who will appreciate you, will tell you did a great job, maybe give you some light suggestions, but will move you forward rather than hold you back. Now, if you really want them to lay it out for you, just know they are not professional speakers, right? So they don't quite know everything, and so some of the information they may give you may be inaccurate, may not be in your best interest. Like I had somebody that was a client of mine, had somebody tell her to keep her hands at her side all the way down. So what that does is rolls your shoulders forward. So instead of moving her hands freely and using her hands to bring home her point, she walked around with her hands as a speaker down by her side, thinking it was the right thing to do.
Right.
And it was actually really hindering her and making her feel really constricted.
That's not good. We have to go to break, Amanda Rose. I don't want you to go anywhere. You stay right there because I've got a little bit more information coming to our entrepreneurs and solopreneurs that really want to know a little bit more about speaking. And I know that, as I said before, you are the perfect person to tell us. Everybody, don't go away. We are going to be right back.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Do you believe that being fit is difficult? Do you think it requires turning in your favorite comfort foods for boring chicken and broccoli and spending hours in a gym? It doesn't. Tune into Have It All with Devin Alexander. Devin and her guest experts will show you how you can have it all at any age, from relationships to money to thinking bigger than you've ever imagined. Devin will fast track your goals to yummy reality. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Everybody, we're back with Amanda Rose, and she is your speaking success strategist, and she's an award-winning speaking expert and a best-selling author. So speaking of best-selling author, I know that you were also in Chicken Soup for the Soul.
I was.
Wow. That's amazing. Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
One of the versions of Chicken Soup for the Soul, it's devotional stories for women. And I think sometimes when you just say yes to opportunities, they show up. So a client of mine said, there is somebody looking, I didn't know who it was, looking for devotional stories, not devotional stories, but positive stories from women about transformation. I said, okay, I got lots of those. I'm going to write one. I didn't have a clue where this was going. I submitted it. And the next thing I know, oh, by the way, this is a Chicken Soup for the Soul book, and you are now a Chicken Soup for the Soul author.
No.
I'll pay you $100. It wasn't a lot.
I was like, wow.
Yes.
That
and I
is
think
amazing.
Reason-
wow, what a friend to have, huh?
Right? Right?
Unbelievable. Yep. Well, that's really great. That's really awesome. Good for you. And I know that you also, you know, as you're teaching and you're training and you're coaching the people that work with you, you also help them come up with, you know, not only the speech, but, you know, the speech then can be potentially turned into a course, and the course, that can, you know, or they can be turned into a book. And so let's just say that you help them really focus on what the message is, and then that message can go out into many different forms.
Yes. For example, I worked with a woman. She was actually part of a collaborative book, and she said, well, now I've signed up for this book, I've got to go out and speak. And so we actually worked on her talk from opening to closing. And she came back to me, and she loved the talk that we put together. And when she came back to me, she said, you don't understand how much you helped me, because all the stuff that we worked on in the talk showed up in the book. And now I feel really good about what I submitted for the book, and that would have never happened. I would have struggled so bad if it wasn't for you.
Yes,
then
yes.
Also, too, I've a guy, client named John, who we worked on his talk. He owns a home care agency. And he took the content that we created in his talk, his signature talk, and he created videos from it. So all the pieces that we put together, he took that same information and put it in, I think, a video series of six.
Right, which
is
a really great point, Amanda Rose. Isn't it a really great sort of in-kind payment if you give a speech for free, especially in the beginning, but you can get that video that, you know, for free from back from the organizers? That's a really great payback.
That's a really great payback. And I think people often think free is bad. And I always say, for my clients, call it complimentary, right? It doesn't feel as
yes, free, exactly.
You know,
good,
right? It doesn't devalue complimentary,
point.
And that you're going to waive your speaking fees and get and provide a complimentary presentation. Remember that languaging for those of you're going to waive your speaking fees and provide a complimentary presentation. So it has some value. So when you're thinking of opportunities, when it's maybe it's not a lot of money, but the credibility is so powerful, or maybe it's free, maybe it's at an organization that you would love to speak at, and that banner is going to look amazing on your one sheet or your media packet.
Yes.
It's going to really be credible, your credibility.
Yes.
Then take it. Do it.
Not only the videos, but then, like you said, you can also ask to use their logo on your collateral materials, your website, and that sort of thing. And yes, it really does bring great, and I've done that a lot with media logos, as many of us entrepreneurs and solopreneurs have. You know, when we get a media outlet, boom, it sticks with us for life, because it does, you know, create that instant credibility when other people take a look at it. Here's another a great question. We're talking about speeches and creating a speech. First of all, don't we have to have a couple of different speeches ready, or do we have one speech that we can make last 20 minutes, 40 minutes, or an hour? Because it would depend on the organization how long they want us to speak, right?
Yes. So my talk, like when I work with my clients on their presentations, we write one. Now, I teach them a system for a presentation that they could do forward, but we write one, and that's a signature talk. So that's a talk that they can use over and over again. They can shrink it. We write a 45-minute, or it could be 90, but in most cases, 45. They can extend it. They could shrink it down to a half an hour, 20 minutes. And then when they've used that one, they've done it over and over again. It's been well-received by other organizations. Then create something new so you can go back to those organizations and pitch another talk.
Right.
So use it.
Yeah.
You know, but
here's one of the mistakes that I made, and I made this last year, believe it or not. And, you know, I'm used to working in a different environment. And so they're really, anyway, let me just get to the point. The point was this, that when I got up on stage, there was no timer. And, you know, when they say, okay, you've got 20 minutes, well, 20 minutes when you're up there and you're speaking and you're focused on getting the message out really doesn't mean much. I mean, 15 or 30, you're not tracking the time. You're really tracking the message and the audience's response, I find. So what I do now is I never go anywhere without having my iPhone on, and the timer on the iPhone. So if there's, there's something, there's a table nearby, or if there is a podium nearby, I'll just get that timer going. And every once in a while, I'll just sort of swish past that podium or swish past that table to see where I am. Because, it really is, it's an embarrassment, really, that you are off the stage in 20 minutes, but you've only gotten halfway through what you needed to say or what your actual speech was meant to do.
Right. And it is easy to get lost of track of time when you're doing that. So I do the same thing. I bring a travel alarm clock with me, so the digits are really big so I can see it from far away. So for example, if there are circular tables and they're the rounds and they're sitting maybe five at a table, I will make sure I get there early to grab a seat so I can put my clock.
Right. Oh, that's a great idea.
Spot, right? I get to choose where I sit. They don't tell me where to sit. That way
that's a great
I
idea.
Set it all up. They introduce me, I make everything, and I just get up, and there it is. And I can easily see it in front of me rather than maybe having to look behind me. I'll even put some notes. I don't read my notes. I only keep a couple of pages of notes, like very large bullet points, just in case I have a brain fart moment. It can happen to anybody.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And here's what's happened the last two speeches that I've done, which within the last 2 months, is that I will go into the room because I really do like knowing the layout of the room when nobody's in it. I want to know what it's going to look like and then imagine the people sitting there before I actually do the speech. But I also, go in and I speak as I believe most speakers should do, and go in and talk to the tech team, because invariably you're either giving them a PowerPoint or you're giving them a thumb drive. This can happen that you would need to get with the tech team first. And I would go in and set everything up, and my computer would be up there, and everything was there, and everything was opened up and ready to go. And when I got up onto the stage, there's a difference between what happens on your monitor, your computer monitor, and what you're actually seeing on the screen. And this has happened to me the last two times. So I really, if you can get there beforehand and get with that tech team and ask for 15 minutes just to make sure that you have everything down pat and you as if, because that's what I didn't do. I didn't do the as if piece. Everything was ready on my computer, but I didn't take it that one step further to see what it would look like on screen. I don't know. Has this ever happened to you?
Yes. Yeah. Or they didn't have the equipment that I needed, like I thought that was going to be promised. And so it's been challenging. So I always bring my presentation as a backup and then just like bullet points. So because if the equipment doesn't work and I want to just make sure that I'm cover the
on track.
I want to
cover
on
so
track.
You can refer to
I
your
have
computer
that
right
up.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I also get there early because I want to talk to the audience. So I want to ask them questions. When it comes to speaking, what's the number one challenge you have? So I could say, when I was talking to Sue, we had a wonderful conversation about her experience with booking speaking opportunities. So it allows me to engage, pull names from the audience, show that I've, spent time with them, getting to know them. I might be able to bring up something that I didn't think about talking about that I thought would be beneficial. It's a great opportunity to build the know, like, and trust with the audience and handle any questions that they may have.
Yeah, without a doubt. Listen, that's how quickly a half an hour will go when you're really excited about the information that you're getting. And I know that everybody's really jazzed about it. What could you leave us with that most speakers, especially when they're starting out, are really not thinking about?
What they're really not thinking about is taking the time to actually survey the people in advance. So we often think we know our audience and our peeps. So if you can have to go speak somewhere, ask them if you can send out pre-survey. Use SurveyMonkey, free service, doesn't cost anything, and just get the information from the audience, particularly what their challenges are. This way you actually know who they are before you even start speaking, before you even get in the room. You can talk to them, and Sue said, Sue, I saw your survey. I loved your question about such and such. It allows you to already bond with the audience before you start speaking.
And this would be also something that you would be getting with the the organizer with as well. A couple of other things that, you know, you can ask for them also about, if you have books, how does that all work? Who pays for the books? You know, how do you get them there? How are they actually getting into the hands of the people that are in the audience? That sort of thing. So you can sell your book. You can pre-sell your book, I guess is what I'm trying to say. We have another minute or so. So if you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, I think one of the things that comes to my mind, it's really important if you are going to offer anything that you get their permission of the organizer first, because there are groups that you might be speaking at that are women's organizations that are nonprofits. You can't go there. You won't have that conversation and say, I'm happy to waive my speaking fees if I can provide, you know, a special offer to your audience. And this way, you know in advance whether you can sell anything, because you might not be able to sell your books because some organizations don't want that. And this way,
and some organizations will actually buy them, right?
Say again?
Some will actually buy the books. Some organizations will actually
buy
them, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And this way, you don't know unless you ask.
Yeah, you definitely want to get everything in writing. You're definitely going to want to get an agreement before you know, in some way, shape, or form, some sort of an agreement before you go on stage. And you can find out a lot more. All this is, everybody thinks that speaking is as easy as 1, 2, 3, getting on a stage and talking, but there's just a whole lot more to make sure that you're ready, that your brand is ready, that your message is on point. And that's why you need to get with Amanda Rose. And you can find her at Amanda, A-M-O-N-D-A, rose.com. Amanda, I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Clarissa.
All right, everybody, you don't go anywhere because you know the drill. We're going to have another extraordinary super influencer on right after this very short break.
Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Tune in to The Spotlight with Tony D'Urso and special VIP co-hosts for an entertaining and thought-provoking weekly discussion with some of the top stars in their fields, from business, sports, and science to entertainment, music, literature, and current events. If you're looking for what's next and comparing it to what's now or what's past, look no further than The Spotlight with Tony D'Urso every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Are you finding your frequency? It can be described as that space between failure and success. It's the future of digital media. It's finding your voice. It's engaging topics, content, and ideas. Jeff and Ryan discuss the digital media space and all of its aspects. It's about making the mistakes, taking the chances, summoning the intestinal fortitude to step out of your comfort zone, and discovering what you can accomplish when you decide to try, decide to learn, decide that you have something to say, and find your frequency. Live Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, you are back on the Influencers Channel, Voice America, and In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. We have another extraordinary guest. And why do I say that? Because, if I had to read the bio, it would take quite a while. But let me just try to wrap your heads around this next guest. First of all, he is on fire. He basically is one of those kind of people that gets in your face, gets you jazzed, gets you excited. And not only, he's a homie because he's a Philadelphia boy and the Eagles just won. And I know he's excited about that, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Well, I was excited about that. Everybody, it's Scott Aaron. He's with us today. And I just got done listening to one of your Facebook Lives, boyfriend. And let me tell you, you tell it like it is. And you keep everybody very, very engaged around your an award-winning, first of all, you're an award-winning network marketer. You're an author, a speaker. And you help people convert their traffic online, especially with LinkedIn, because you're an expert at LinkedIn. But hold the bus right there, everybody, because then there's this whole other Scott Aaron that we want to talk about. Who is, you got to go take a look at the pictures. I mean, he looks like Mr. Universe. The guy has, you do. There's no laughing about it. You
thank
look
you.
Like
thank you.
It's amazing because you really, as far as health and wellness and fitness and, you know, helping people transform their lives and bodies, I haven't seen many other people, Scott Aaron, that do that just the way you do.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it's the mind-body connection, and it's something that I am extremely excited. I had to clear my entire schedule for tomorrow because they're expecting 5 to 7 million people for the parade, and I have been waiting my whole life for this. So I'm trying to, like, contain, like, I still have to get through today, and I have a little bit of things to do tomorrow, but it still doesn't seem real, and I am still pinching myself because it was an incredible
That's
thing.
Unbelievable. But, I know. Well, I have to tell you that, you know, we're a pre-record and we go on the 20th, but still, you know, it's still real. It's very fresh in our minds because the Super Bowl was only 3 short days away for you and I as we pre-record, and very exciting for Philadelphia. But let's get back to you and your Facebook Live today. You know, I did my research on you, and your Facebook Live is really, it's really in people's faces, and it's really helping them with their motivation and their inspiration as entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. You know, Scott, we live at home, we work at home for the most part, and we, you know, business is tough and things can get us down a little bit. And I love the way you were interacting with your audience. I think one of the first things you were talking about is, you know, turning your car into a mobile university.
Yes. It's one of those things that's so important that I learned. You know, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. My background is in health and wellness, and I owned 3 health clubs and I managed a 4th, and I had a full-time personal training business that in my 19-year career, I put in about 60,000 hours. So I was always coaching, always inspiring, always motivating my clientele. And when I stepped into entrepreneurship, online marketing, network marketing, internet marketing, almost 5 years ago, you know, I was still going to and from clients' houses. And I had those 20, 25-minute chunks of time instead of listening to music, which I still love dearly. It's a big mm-hmm. part of my life.
Oh, Philadelphia,
or just regular talk radio.
Right.
I would put on a mindset CD or an inspirational podcast because your car is a mobile university. The more that you can take in, the more that you can get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And when I was listening, by the way, I wanted to let you know that you gave me a couple of really good ideas. And one of them was I had completely, I don't want to say forgotten about, but it was off my radar screen for a little while. Robin Sharma, I absolutely adore. So great information there. So I went in and I signed back up on iTunes to listen to his podcasts. And you have your favorite 4. You were talking about your favorite 4 podcasts that, you know, the leaders and the influencers that you listen to. You want to list them?
Yeah. So, I mean, no particular order, but I like having my mindset well-rounded. I love Gary Vaynerchuk because he's got that grit and that intensity that you need as an entrepreneur. And, you know, he tells it as it is. There's no fluff. Right. It's not sugar-coated. Right. I love the peace and the calmness that Robin Sharma brings to his message. I love Simon Sinek because he is a thought leader in the leadership category. Mm-hmm. And it's so important for you to be able to lead others. You have to lead yourself first. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Tony Robbins. You know, I got into him kind of late in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But what I appreciate about Tony is that it's all things that people know about. And it's something that I really resonate with because every single one of us has the answer to every one of our questions. And he just turns it around into your face. So you can enable yourself to obviously progress forward in a way that you already know how to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing that I'm going to tell you that I went and I signed up for was Entre Leader. I'd never heard of it before.
Amazing. It's an amazing, you know, my girlfriend turned me onto it. She's also an entrepreneur. She has an amazing story. Went from, you know, working in for a Fortune 50 company, you know, making six figures and just wasn't inspired by it. Literally left with no backup plan, listened to a podcast, and started her own at home business with a it's called Work Life Balance. It's a house cleaning company in the local area of New Jersey where she lives. And in her first year, accumulated $100,000 in revenue.
That's awesome.
And she's just got that mindset, and she turned me on to this podcast, and it's just it's amazing. It just it really is.
And I think, you know, one of the other really, really just spot on things that you had to say today was that, you know, you have to be relatable, and that these, the influences that you listen to, you can relate to, because at one time, these thought leaders were just like us, went through the same things we did, same challenges, same troubles, same tribulations. And, you know, look where they are today. And by the way, you know, just because you make it big doesn't mean that all, you know, falls away. It just means that you know how to handle it better, right? Because you've been through so much, you know,
absolutely,
the mistakes not to make anymore, right? Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, the big thing that I've learned, Chris, is that people have a choice. You know, we all have the same 2-million-year-old brain.
Right.
And some people choose to, sadly, die with their greatness inside of them, or they let it out little by little. And I never thought or imagined that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. It just happened that way because I listened to this voice in my head. I quieted the noise. I started listening to the voice. And I want to inspire other people. Whether I do or I don't, I know for a fact 50% of people are going to like my message and 50% of people will not like my message. And I'm okay with both because there is something out there and there is someone out there for everyone.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of finding it if you want to look for it.
Yeah. And I think it's really poignant when you say, you know, a lot of people, you know, they go to the grave with their message still inside of them. How is it, in your opinion, that people can win, let's say, the little voice in their head that says, well, who am I to inspire anybody? Who's ever going to want to listen to me?
Well, that's a story, and people have a couple different things they can do. You know, change is something that a lot of people fear, because people like what they know. For me, I like change because change equals growth. Just like getting out of your comfort zone each day, getting into the uncomfort zone or the unknown zone, that is where the magic happens. So for me, I don't want to go with the grain.
Yeah.
I want to be the salmon swimming upstream. I want to go against the current. I don't want to go with it. I want to go in the opposite direction that everyone else is going. Because I want to go somewhere where no one else has been before.
Well, it's a lot.
And
it's a lot more difficult.
And
it's the road less traveled, right? It's the road less traveled, and
of course,
you know, the other way is a lot easier. I mean, you know, when you it's the criticism and the fear fear of failure, or the fear of being criticized that keeps us in that place. When you break out of that, I tell you, when you break out of living in fear, you become unstoppable. And then you realize, you know, like you said, I stopped, I listened, and, you know, I really got clear on as to what I was doing. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure were doing just fine doing what you were doing by inspiring people through, you know, health and wellness and changing their body and changing their mindsets and that sort of thing. I'm kind of wondering how it is that since that was going all, you know, really well, how you became at the same time, or maybe not even at the same time, an expert in LinkedIn. Like, how did that? There's two totally different things, or a social media expert.
When I realized that I was playing small, and as much as I was touching the lives of the people that I was working with in personal training, I intuitively knew there was more to me. And it wasn't until I really dove into the power of social media and connecting and rapport building and relationship building that I realized that there was a whole other world out there. And there was a great book that I read that's called Go for No. It's by Richard Fenton and Andrea Waltz. And it teaches you how to go for no. And in the industry that I'm in network marketing or any sort of sales, the person who collects the most no's gets the most yeses. So when I heard this message, I'm like, that's it. I just got to put the pedal to the metal. I got to take my knowledge and my drive and my heart that's a servant heart that wants to see and empower others around me, I'm going to take this to social media. And it was just very genuine and organic. It just happened. I wanted to get my message out there. And one of the biggest platforms that I stumbled upon was LinkedIn, because I realized nobody was talking about it. Yeah. No one was using it. Everybody was using Facebook and Instagram and everything else that's going on. And
I'm going to be honest. I'm one of those people. I really just discovered LinkedIn very recently. I'm one of those people.
And it's crazy because I went from 500 connections to almost 23,000 in 2 years. And that is how you and I connected. And that's
right.
This is how you and I connected.
Yes, that's right. I totally forgot about that. Listen, I want you to hold that thought for me because we have to go to break. Everybody, you're going to want to go to scottaron.net, S-C-O-T-T-A-A-R-O-N.net. Go take a look at Scott Aaron because he's a pretty phenomenal guy. He's an author, a speaker, a coach. He's got a lot more he's going to be sharing with us. I can't wait to hear a little bit more about the guy that says, I am the flint that creates the fire in you. Don't go away, everybody. We're going to be right back.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
Sustainable success is just around the corner. If you are an entrepreneur, business leader, or anybody looking for their next level of success, tune into Sustainable Success with host Chris Salem. Did you know that the path to success is a long path that started many years ago? The path you started on then determines what is happening now. Chris and his amazing guests in their field will help you navigate the path to sustainable success every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You have a message. You want to share that message. You want it to be social, to go viral, and spread across the planet. But how do you get started? Tune in to Amplify, featuring host Ken Roshan. This show is here to help you take that message and channel it through the most effective marketing techniques to not only be successful, but have a positive impact on the world. Tune in live
Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
And get amplified.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us. The Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Everybody, you are back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt and Scott Aaron. I want to thank A-Rod, as usual, down in Phoenix, because he is the guy that takes care of the radio show for me and makes me sound a heck of a lot better than I probably am every week. So there's a shout out for my A-Rod, and we are back now with Scott Aaron. By the way, everybody, he does have another website. I want you to know about this. It's traineroflinkedin.com. That's where you can get a lot more information about what he does as far as LinkedIn. He is an expert, and he's going to share a couple of those little expert nuggets with us right now, aren't you there?
I absolutely am.
Okay. So I don't know much about it because I'm still on the free LinkedIn thing. So is it worth it, you know, to bump it up or to pay the premium or tell us a little bit more about that?
Everything that I have done with LinkedIn, I believe in free connection, free rapport building, free relationship building. So LinkedIn does have a free platform. It's the basic version. And everyone always thinks that they need to go to premium because it allows them to do this, that, or the other. But I have always figured things out on free platforms because I believe connection is free. So you don't need premium to get the traction that you want. Now, there are two big don'ts that I always tell people on LinkedIn. Number one is you don't spam people. You know, it happens every day, and I'm sure it's happened to all of us. You get one of those long, drunk-a-log inboxes.
Yes.
Someone saying, check this video out. CNBC said this. Here's the results of that. Tell me what you think. If you're a network marketer, an internet marketer, online business owner, do not do that to your potential client or anyone that's going to purchase something from you.
Right.
This is about building rapport. And you just want to reach out and touch, because here's the thing. We are in relationship businesses, and people respond best to genuineness and authenticity, not feeling like a robot is just auto-responding to them. And you always want to thank the person for connecting and say, hey, we'd love to learn more about what you're doing. Are you free later this week for a call? It's as simple as that. So do not spam people.
Okay. Now, so does that mean don't send like a pre-written form, you know, this is my business? Because I get a lot of that, you know. I mean, hey, this is my business. Take a look at this link, you know.
No, none of that. You know, you send information when someone wants to learn information. That's the big thing. I'm not going to recommend a restaurant to someone until I've actually eaten there.
I'm not going to say,
hey, go here. I heard it was good. I'm actually going to be able to recommend something once someone actually wants it from me. And the more that you seem desperate for growth of your business, the more people can sense that. This is a numbers game. You want to connect with as many people as possible. Some will want to connect with you. Some won't want to connect with you. And either one of those things is completely fine. But the other big don't is don't just be someone that spams. If you're going to message people, do it in an authentic way, but don't just do that. Don't be someone that just connects and messages. Yeah. LinkedIn rewards you for content that you provide, whether it's a discussion in a group, whether it's posting an article about something you're passionate about, whether it's doing a general post. When you can provide relevant, relatable, and authentic content to your network, they reward you for that. So treat it like any other forum. This is everyone's opportunity, unlike any other, to brand yourself naturally. So posting 1 to 3 times a day, general information, inspirational information, or any content that relates to you and your audience, put it out there.
Yeah. You know, social media is becoming a part-time job. I mean, post 3 times a day to LinkedIn, post 5 days a times a day to Facebook. You got to get over 9 times a day, you know, a day to Twitter. I mean, how are we supposed to keep up with all of this? And you know, first of all, I think that there's definitely, you know, you have to find where your people are. We all know that. But the demographic, for example, I wouldn't go on a Snapchat. I'm a 60-year-old woman. That's not where I'm going to go. You know, but, well, I'm just saying, why would you? I don't know. I'm not on Snapchat. Are you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you should be. That's more of a reason why you should be on there, because other 60-year-olds aren't. So you should lead the way.
Oh, see there? Now you go.
Just
all right. Now there's one more thing I got to put on my to-do list. But, okay, I'm going to take that as a great...
So here's the thing.
Go ahead.
So here's the thing. There's a ton of platforms out there. And what I have learned is that instead of being amazing at one, be really good at a few.
Right.
So pick 2 or 3 that you can use every single day where you're not overwhelmed, and you're consistent, and master them. And you master it by figuring it out on your own. There's a lot of people out there that are looking for tricks and tips. Just be yourself. So me, the top 4 that I use Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Yes, I have a YouTube channel where I upload videos. Yes, I use Google+. I use Instagram Stories, Snapchat sometimes, but infrequently. But frequently, every single day, multiple times a day, you can see me on those 4 major platforms. And here's the cool thing. You can use something called Hootsuite or Buffer. And I recommend this. I recommend this for people that are still at a regular job outside of their hustle. Hootsuite and Buffer allow you to connect all of your apps and your posts at once. And you can pre-schedule them. So you can download Hootsuite or Buffer. Buffer is $10 a month. Hootsuite is free. It's in your app store, and you can connect LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram to that, and you can post. You can set it for the week. Set it and forget it, as they say. Now,
Hootsuite lets you Instagram?
They upped, if you go on to their desktop version, you can link in.
Really? Okay, because I found another one called Recur Post. And it's supposed to be doing the Instagram thing, but it doesn't work. Anyway, I'm taking you off track. Go ahead.
Well, not even that, but Instagram, if you can find some time to get on there, Instagram allows you to connect to Facebook, a Facebook page, right, and Twitter all at the same time. And LinkedIn also allows you to connect to your Twitter feed. So there are ways mm-hmm. to connect to multiple social media platforms without using Hootsuite or Buffer. But here's
back to LinkedIn a second. I realize that only maybe it's recently. I don't know. I don't keep up on it like you do. But you can also now do video or upload video onto LinkedIn, which was not really done up until recently.
Yeah, they're still figuring out the bugs on that. I had it for about a week, and I uploaded my first video, which is really great because mm-hmm. you can connect with your audience a different
sure.
way.
Sure.
And if you are one of those people that has gotten upgraded to the video capability, you mm-hmm. want to do at least one video per week, mm-hmm. no less than a minute, no more than 2 minutes. That's the attention span of someone on
yeah.
there.
Okay.
So if you're gonna take advantage of the video application, make sure you do it for a minimum of 60, maximum of 120 seconds.
Wow. So it's something you have to ask for, or they give it to you? They gift you?
No,
you
know? It's I don't know how they figure it out, but they're actually upgrading and updating the platform every single day. Some mm-hmm. people have it. I did for about a week, and I guess they're kind of reworking the bugs. So some yeah. people do have it. Some people don't. But eventually, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, everyone will be upgraded to the most recent platform.
Awesome. We've got a minute left to the show, and I would really like to have one or two more of your super gold nuggets to keep people, you know, inspired and motivated, especially solopreneurs and entrepreneurs that really need to hear a little bit more of it, especially from somebody like you.
Yeah. So the one thing that I always leave people with is don't ever quit. You know, there's going to be times where you are going to run into brick walls. There's going to be speed bumps. There's going to be divots and there's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be detours. But as long as you're taking those small incremental steps each and every day to living the life that you truly want to deserve, mm-hmm. you're going to get there. But yeah. you can't listen to the outside interference. The one thing that has really changed my life more than anything else is my circle of influence. Those are the people that I surround myself with each day. It's the podcast
right.
I listen to. It's the people mm-hmm. that I have in between the space between my two ears, which
right.
is my brain. And that is the most important space that you can manage. Because
and what a brain it is.
Yeah, I mean, between you and me, the most important thing to focus on is what you think is what you become. So
mm-hmm.
what you're thinking about all day long, what you're wanting to achieve, what
right.
you're looking to do in this world, you are going to start doing those things each day around what your thoughts are. So
right.
be mindful and be conscious
be mindful.
Of where
That's
your
it.
Mindset is so you know where you're going.
Awesome. Scott Aaron, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. Everybody, again, traineroflinkedin.com. That's where you're going to find Scott. And you're going to find me here next week, same day, same time, at 11 o'clock PST here on Voice America's Influencers Channel. You know, remember that you're only as beautiful as your last good deed. So go out and do something good for somebody today. See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.